Hi, this is Carrie Annie Naba from Dance with the Stars. Don't forget to spay and neuter your animals, and you're listening to Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Come celebrate with us. Grab your pet. Bring them around the radio. Bring your phone, too. Just in case you have a question about your pet, you can call 1-866-405-8405. On the other end of that phone, Dr. Debbie answering your vet medical questions, and dog father Joey Villani with your grooming questions. And speaking of Joey Villani, hey, Joey, what do you got on the show today?
Well, we're going to be talking about aromatherapy products and aromatherapy shampoo, and let's figure out, you know, if they work or if they don't work. So that's what we're going to be talking about later.
Really? Judy, I know in your office you have a candle often burning, or it's not a candle, it's like oil.
It's the heated.
Is that aromatherapy?
Thing. Yeah, I think it's considered. It makes me calm. It makes my office smell nice.
Sometimes I'll just, and you don't know this when you're not there, I'll just go in there and sit in there and just relax. Just it's one of those smells.
In my office?
Yeah. What is that, lavender oil or what is that?
Yeah. Plus it covers up some of the pet smells.
It's a nice, peaceful place in there.
Oh, thank you. I thought about getting one of those little water fountains, but then I thought, you know, I'd spend most of the time in the bathroom with the trickling water.
It would just make you want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work. Yeah.
So does the aromatherapy work on your animals? We'll find out with Joey Villani in just a few minutes. Lori Brooks in the newsroom with Mr. Gordy. What are you guys working on?
Well, there's a new kind of pet that's about to explode in the pet retailing market. When I say Mexican curly hair, maybe a dog, right? Or a Guyana pink toe or an ivory ornamental, that kind of sounds like flowers. But this new pet that you're going to be seeing in one of these major retail pet stores soon is nothing like a dog or a flower. In fact, I don't even think it's pretty.
Exploding animal.
Really?
Well, that's on the way with Lori Brooks. What do you say we go to the phones for your calls right now? And now it is Lucy's turn. Hey, Lucy, how are you doing?
Lucy, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, please don't call me sir. That's my daddy. Where are you calling from, Lucy? Austin, Texas. I love Austin, Texas. Beautiful place you've got there. Now you got me talking in a southern drawl. What's with that?
I don't know.
What's going on with your animals? I got groomer Joey Villani here and Dr. Debbie here for you.
Okay. I have a question for the doctor. He's a part poodle and port schnauzer, and he's got like a lump on his stomach. What would cause that?
Tell me where it's located on his stomach. Is it on his kind of his chest area, on his underbelly?
Yes, ma'am. It's on his chest area.
Okay. So where the lump is the hair still growing normally, like in the area around it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. It sure is.
Okay. And how does it feel if you kind of squeeze it, you know, like squeezing the Charmin? What does it feel like?
It's kind of soft. You know, okay. It's not really soft.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how big is it? Would you say like a quarter sized, a dime?
I'd say it's a quarter size, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, in that location, there's certainly a wide variety of different things that can pop up. But one of the more common types of tumors is actually going to be a fatty tumor, or what we'd call a lipoma. And they tend to be tumors that, you know, just kind of crop up usually on the lower half of a dog's chest or abdomen. The kind of the easiest way to check for that is to have your vet do a needle sampling of that, where they just stick a syringe and needle in there, collect some cells, and you know, send some slides out to look at that. And if it just comes back looking like fat cells, then the chances are it's probably a fatty tumor.
He don't act like it bothers him or anything, you know. I just sit there and touch it, and it don't bother him. I mean, he hasn't squeaked or nothing, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? The interesting thing is with most actual tumors, and we use tumors as a word to describe lumps. So a lump is a tumor because it's abnormal. So whether it's a bad kind of cancer or something, say maybe like a benign cyst, it's very rare that a dog is going to complain if you squeeze it or touch it. So I never really use that criteria when I'm worried about trying to decide if something, if a dog has cancer. It just doesn't help us. What it can help us determine is sometimes abscesses or infections. If you squeeze an area that's got that going on, you know, a pet may react. So I would say, you know, doesn't help us a whole lot. It's good that he's not painful, but it doesn't knock anything off my diagnostic list. And that's where I think taking that needle biopsy is really, it's a fairly inexpensive test that can be done without any anesthesia. Doesn't have to, you know, be a major commitment you do, but it can give you and your veterinarian some better information on where this is going to go and what kind of thing you might need to do. Because not every fatty tumor needs to be messed with. Some dogs, especially Labradors, are a breed, as well as Doberman Pinschers. We see tons of fatty tumors on these dogs as they get older. And, you know, there's a point where it's just not always realistic to remove them. I do think that that would be, you know, one of the best things that you can do to feel better about the situation. And if it is a fatty tumor, you know, some folks will just say, let's watch and wait. And that's my hope. That'd be what I'd hope your baby has there.
So, in other words, you're saying to take him into the vet and have it checked out then?
Just to be on the safe side, because there can be some other types of actual cancer, some bad things that come up in that area. But, you know, and it's hard. I can't see your dog's lump and feel it myself. I'm kind of going off what you're saying, but that would be what I would hope and what the odds are in that location there.
I appreciate your time and help.
Thank you so much, Lucy, for your call. Calling from Austin, Texas today. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.